I decided in the dreary months of the monsoons to while away the sunless days by learning a new trade. If you read what passes as medical news these days, you'll no doubt know that exercising the brain is supposed to thwart dementia, Alzheimer's, and probably premature hair loss. Something to do with synaptic heat generation upstairs. Of course, like with physical exertion, it's best to go slow, work into it, don't strain, know your limits, all that cautionary advice before you tackle, quantum mechanics or the future subjective clauses of Swahili. So I detoured away from Kantian philosophy or a complete study of Middle Eastern history from the ancient Assyrians to modern Israel. I'd keep it simple, South End, just baby steps toward a rich and complex intellectual pursuit of, well, who cares? Crosswords puzzles, they say, work as well as anything. Why not learn words that no one ever uses? Me, I decided to build a banjo. I can guess what you're thinking. I can guess because the Mrs. thought the same thing. A banjo's a simple device. Got a drum attached to a skinny neck with strings you whack, and the thing makes a rhythmic caterwauling you either tap a foot to or you want to stomp on with that foot. You could attach a cigar box or a cookie tin to a 2x4 and tie some wire, and when you got done, it would sound pretty much like a banjo. Hell, it would be a banjo, and sure, I could have done that. I could have taken the easy road, but the point is to avoid dementia, not embrace it, so I set out to build not just a banjo, but a work of art, and hopefully one I could play. I thought I'd apply my limited luthier skills to this, then probably move on to maybe cellos, make the Mrs. a grand piano, then when my intellectual stamina was up to it, move on to a new theory of music based on atonalities, discordant triads, and a rap musician on meth's rhyming Simon phraseology. Roll over, Alzheimer, give Beethoven the news. I write this after a month of whittling necks, carving peg heads, cutting saddles and nuts and armrests and dowel sticks, all those ephemera you'll never use outside the New York Times crossword puzzle. But I had to design them, laminate and saw them, fit them, adjust them, more than once, more sometimes than twice. For a novice, this is like flying to the space station, but you need to build the vehicle. And somewhere, maybe when you ignite the propane canister boosters you think will propel you through the first layer of the atmosphere, you realize far too late. It's not Alzheimer's you should fear, not dementia, not even South End senility. Nah, it's insanity. And if you could only forget, if the memory of this was forever lost, you might feel blessed. But you've closed that avenue now. You've got the synaptic strength of a hormonal teenager. And so, sadly, I plow on. I'm building the next banjo. Certain I want you to know that I'll learn from all my mistakes.